This article was previously published on Cambridge Today. The YWCA Cambridge Women's Emergency Shelter inside Grace Bible Church in Galt may be open, but the true work is just beginning. As the needs of those accessing its services evolve, so do the fundraising requirements. That's why the Rotary Club of Cambridge Preston and Hespler is hosting Boots and Bands, Kicking It Up for a Cause, on March 29th at the Cambridge Newfoundland Club on Dunbar Road in support of the YWCA live musical entertainment from Evermile and Jesse T. Dancing and fundraising activities are all planned, with proceeds helping support the shelter. Specifically, funds raised help us continue working toward finding a permanent location for the shelter, while also helping fill any gaps in our operating funding, especially for unexpected costs related to repairs and maintenance or service requirements for more complex needs, Rosalind Gunn, Director of Communication and Advocacy for the YWCA Cambridge, said. We hope people feel inspired by the work we're doing in this community. We hope they feel encouraged to continue to support local community initiatives and that they feel proud to be a part of a community that cares for its neighbors. Shelter staff are rolling out a staggered approach to intake in hopes of facilitating a smooth transition. In total, there are 20 beds available. With its 13th resident about to be welcomed, Gunn said the feedback so far has been positive. We're fortunate to have a strong shelter staff team that is nimble and able to work together to address any challenges or urgent needs that arise, she said. So far, women accessing our shelter are reporting feeling welcome and supported, which is exactly what we want. In past years, the Rotary Club had put on a gala to raise funds for various charitable organizations in the community, but with many facing an economic pinch, it chose to switch to a lower-cost event. We recognized that with the challenging economic times, it would be beneficial if we pivoted to an event that would be accessible to more members of our community, Rena Hawkins, past president of the Rotary Club, said. We're aiming to have a fun night supporting local artists, while supporting women in our community that often go without shelter. When it came to choosing a cause, the shelter was an easy choice, Hawkins believes. The YWCA emergency shelter is something that I personally feel is so imperative, she said. Creating a space for women to go to where they're physically and mentally safe will help to support women who are looking at recovery options, give women a sense of belonging, a place to get connected to resources in our community, a positive economic impact, and most importantly, save lives.